The town well was on the other side of the meeting hall, in what Eddie thought might once have been the town common. The rope hanging from the crank-operated drum beneath the well's rotting cap was long gone, but that was no problem. They had a coil of good rope in their gunnel. "The problem," Eddie said, "is what we're going to tie to the end of the rope. I suppose one of Roland's old saddlebags might..." "What's that, honeybee?" Susanna was pointing at a patch of high grass and brambles to the left side of the well. "I don't see..." But then he did, a gleam of rusty metal. Taking care to be scratched by the thorns as little as possible, Eddie reached into the tangle and, with a grunt of effort, pulled out a rusty bucket with a coil of dead ivy inside. There was even a handle. "Let me see that," Susanna said. He dumped out the ivy and handed it over. She tested the handle, and it broke immediately, not with a snap, but with a soft, punky sigh. Susanna looked at him apologetically and shrugged. "It's okay," Eddie said. "Better to know now than when it's down in the well." He tossed the handle aside, cut off a chunk of their rope, untwisted the outer strands to thin it, and threaded what was left through the holes that had held the old handle. "Not bad," Susanna said. "You mighty handy for a white boy." She peered over the lip of the well. "I can see the water, not even 10 feet down. Ooh, it looks cold." "Chimney sweeps can't be choosers," Eddie said. The bucket splashed down, tilted, and began to fill. When it sank below the surface of the water, Eddie hauled it back up. It had sprung several leaks at spots where the rust had eaten through, but they were small ones. He took off his shirt, dipped it in the water, and began to wash her face. "Oh, my goodness," he said. "I see a girl." She took the balled-up shirt, rinsed it, wrung it out, and began to do her arms. "At least I got the dang flu open. You can draw some more water once I get the worst of this mess cleaned off me, and when we get a fire going, I can wash and warm." Far to the northwest, they heard a low, thudding crump. There was a pause, then a second one. It was followed by several more, then a perfect fusillade. Coming in their direction like marching feet, their startled eyes met. Eddie, bare to the waist, went to the back of her wheelchair. I think we better speed this up. In the distance, but definitely moving closer, came sounds that could have been armies at war. I think you're right, Susanna said.